All right. Last night at the Republican National Convention, the wife of Donald Trump, Melania, spoke, and she's being criticized this morning for plagiarizing a Michelle Obama speech. Well, joining us now on the ticket hotline is Mrs. Donald Trump, Melania. Good morning. How are you?
Thank you for having me on. I enjoy any opportunity to discuss the future of our great country.
Okay, well, thanks for joining us.
Well, great. Well, how did you feel about your speech last night?
My husband, Donald Trump, is a wonderful person. He will be the best president. He will be fantastic. Please get me out of here. I only have a few minutes to talk to you, please.
What?
And I think he will govern this America like an excellent winner president. That is fantastic. Please, I will give you an address, and you can bring a van. Please. I already have a hook-on beard. Meet me at the servant's entrance. I love this country, and God bless America.
What's your problem? What do you want us to do? Why do you want to escape?
I want to address the charges that have been brought against me and my family. I did not plagiarize anything from Michelle Obama or anybody else. The words I use are my own and mine alone. And I know that your listeners have got to know whether or not their future First Lady is a crook. Well, I am not a crook. I have got everything I have got on my own.
Okay.
All right.
Well, yeah, it did sound very familiar. It sounded a lot like Michelle Obama's speech last night.
Why would I plagiarize? Ask yourself this. I am an educated woman.
Mm-hmm.
I speak six languages.
Mm-hmm.
I have traveled the world, which makes one wonder how the hell I ended up with Donald J. Trump. I know this. And I know that to some who hate my husband's candidacy, that July 18th, 2016 is a day that will live in infamy.
Okay, now...
I've heard that one before.
See, several times just in this interview, it sounds like you've plagiarized other speeches.
But I think that this is a diversion from the true issues of America. And I do not think that Americans should be fighting about this. I mean, can't we all just get along? I mean, can we get along? Can we stop making it horrible for the older people and kids? Can't we just get along?
I've heard that one, too, that phrase before, too. Well, what did Donald say?
I dream of a day when we are not driven by all of these stupid charges of plagiarism. I dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin,
all right,
but by the content of their character.
Melania, it sounds like you do this a lot. You steal from other speeches.
This is not true. Please, Pranavan, it will be at 3 p.m. this afternoon, servant's entrance. Listen to me now. I write all my own speeches, and when I met Donald Trump 67 years ago,
all right,
he brought forth on this incontinent a new nation conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men's are created equal.
Well, that sounds like another speech we've heard before.
But if it doesn't fit, we must acquit. God bless America.
Oh, she's gone.
Go, America.
So, okay. I don't know. Is she being held against her will? Why we need to rescue her?
Sounds like she wants out. Yeah. All right. That allegedly is Melania Trump joining us live from Cleveland.